worry takes God out of the picture. See, when you worry, you end up with little or no faith, and you end up not trusting in God's purposes and plan for your life. The enemy will use anything to come against you, and what he often does is he plays mind games with you and I. Worry is one of those mind games, and I gotta tell you, the devil is pretty good at that game. Here's a great quote from Dallas Willard. He says this: the ultimate freedom we have as human beings is the power to select what we allow our minds to dwell upon. Oh, how true.
Welcome to Rising Higher, the radio ministry sponsored by Fortress Church in San Antonio, Texas. We are located at 7760 Prue Road, between Bandera Road and Babcock Road. We meet for worship on Sundays at 9:15 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. We invite you to visit our website at www.fortresschurch.org. At Fortress Church, we are all about loving God and loving people. Join us here on KDRY every Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. and on Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m. And now, here's your host for Rising Higher, Pastor Randy Garcia.
I have a question for you as we begin today. What are you worried about? What kind of things worry you? Is it work stress? Is it your son or daughter? Is it the price of gas? Is it the issues that we're dealing with in America, like racism? Are you worried about health issues or terrorism? Are you worried about bills to pay? Well, the list goes on, and it seems as though it's so easy for you and I to fall into the trap of worry. No longer worried. That's our topic today here in Rising Higher. What we've been doing last week and this week is we've been looking at this theme, no longer. Because once we become a child of God, we are transformed by the power of God. And when that transformation takes place, we are a different person. And so that's what we've been talking about. Actually, last week and this week, we've been talking about no longer slaves. No longer slaves. You see, sometimes sin will try to get the best of us. A young man approached me recently, and he said he was open and honest. He said, I'm a slave to pornography. But praise God, he has rededicated his life to the Lord. He's got some great resources, and he is now overcoming the sin of pornography. No longer slaves. Then here in Rising Higher, the second part of this sermon series, we talked about no longer offended. We learned that sometimes people push our buttons and say things we don't like or do something that we don't like, but it is our choice to be offended. You can't control what other people do or say, but you can dictate how you respond. The last couple of days, we looked at the theme no longer in control. Yeah, because sometimes there's a battle going on between who's going to be in charge. Is it God or is it you yourself? And it's so easy to fall into the trap of wanting to control things in our lives. Whether it's big decisions or little decisions, I do believe that God wants us to be able to hand over the keys to the car of our life. That's right. Give him the steering wheel. Let him be in control. I had one man tell me that his story about years ago, that he was disobeying God by dating a young lady who was not a believer. And he said, I know what the Bible says, do not be unequally yoked with a non-believer. But he found himself in the middle of a battle between who is in control. Would it be him or would it be God? Until one day, he decided to release the controls of his life over to God. He chose to cut off his ungodly relationship. And a few months later, he met a woman who later became his godly wife. So today, we continue our study as we look at this theme, no longer worried. Once we come to Christ, we have the privilege of overcoming this trap of worry. Jesus talks about it. It's found in Matthew chapter 6. That's where I want to read, beginning with verse 25, because it is here that Jesus, in his Sermon on the Mount, addresses the issue of worry. Let's read Matthew 6:25. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" Yeah, sometimes we fall into this trap of worry. Rod says this: "Yeah, I worry way too much. I admit that I really don't like it. Although I know worrying is useless, but still, I can't tame my worrying nature. It all started when I was 9 years old and I lost my dad. I was worried every single night because I was afraid to lose my mom as well, and it scared me. Now, I am 30 years old and life is much harder, and it leads to more worry. Sometimes I just try to calm myself down by wondering why I waste my precious time worrying about the things that are totally out of my control." Lily says this: "I am a worry wart. I stress over everything. I wish I could just realize that nothing is perfect and to just let everything take its course, but I can't. I feel that everything needs to be fixed and I have to be the one to fix it. Knowing what a headache I'll get, I go ahead and take the initiative to get it done, even if it's not my responsibility. I also have a problem of accepting help." Ouch. The headache is starting already. Sally says this: "I worry about the bills I have to pay. Will I have enough money to pay them and still get the groceries? I worry about my kids. Will I be able to raise them right? Will they grow up to be good, happy adults? I worry about my husband. Is his cholesterol too high? Is he going to die too young because he doesn't take care of himself? I worry about my mother. Will she ever give me unconditional love? Did I make someone mad at me by saying something wrong? Are my friends really my friends? As you can see, everything worries me. It always has and it always will. I am the epitome of a worry wart. So much for a stress-free life." Well, according to the dictionary, the word worry is defined in this fashion. It caught my attention: to torment oneself with or suffer from disturbing thoughts. To torment with cares and anxiety. Just that word torment caught my attention in the dictionary. Do you realize that worry is bringing torment upon yourself? I remember the year was 2011. It was the summer, and my kids and I went up to Estes Park, Colorado for a family reunion. One afternoon, we had some free time, so we decided to go horseback riding at Rocky Mountain National Park, which is adjacent to Estes Park. So we got on our horses, and we began to ride, and I noticed that the horse trail began to ascend up the Rocky Mountains. Now, what I did also notice is that the horses were getting very close to the edge, and there were many portions, like about 10 minutes of this ride, where I would look over to the right and there was a steep fall. We were maybe a couple of feet away, sometimes even 1 foot away from the edge of the cliff of the mountain. And when I looked over to the right, all I could see was about a 30-foot drop. Other places, about a 50-foot drop. Yeah, we were ascending up the Rocky Mountains and I got worried. I was thinking that the worst was going to happen. One wrong step by my horse and I was a goner. My boys were laughing at me. My daughter was laughing at me because they knew that I was worried. Well, I started to pray. I started to repent of all the sins that I could ever think of that I had ever done. God, would you forgive me? God, if you could just get me out of this. Oh, Lord. I started making these deals with God. You know what I'm talking about. I was worried. But praise God, I made it through. And God is good. Never been horseback riding in the Rocky Mountains again or since then. Well, getting back to Matthew chapter 6, we see that Jesus here addresses this issue of worry. In verse 21, he talks about how we tend to worry about money. He says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And then in verse 24, Jesus, he's talking about God and money. And he says this, he says, "No man can serve two masters." Yeah, you can't serve God. You can't serve money. Be careful about that because some people try. Reminds me of the young man who couldn't decide which girl to make a commitment to. He liked two different girls. So finally, one day he went to his dad. Dad, I made my decision. You know, I've been struggling as to whether to choose this woman or this other young lady. And I made my decision. Dad said, okay, what's your decision? He said, I decided to marry both. Both? Dad says, you can't do that. Well, the young man said, oh, yeah. You read it about in the Bible. Many men had more than one wife. And I figured, well, so can I. I'm going to marry both. And Dad said, no, you can't do that. The son said, okay, Dad, can you show me in Scripture where it says that I cannot marry both women? So this is a scripture that Dad said. He pulled out Matthew 6:24. It said, here it is. No man can serve two masters. Okay, I may be in trouble with that little joke, so please forgive me. I'm going to ask my wife to forgive me on that one because I think I might be in trouble here, okay? But actually, Jesus was talking about money. Can't serve money and God, huh? Verse 22 of Matthew 6, Jesus addresses how we tend to worry about our health, which the more we worry about our health, the worse our health gets. Verses 28 through 31, Jesus addresses how we worry about our daily needs. And on and on. Yeah, worry is a problem for so many of us. Hopefully it's not a problem for you because worry really says, I'm not going to trust God with the situation. But I believe we can. I want to take a quick break, then we'll come right back. Today, we're looking at this theme, No Longer Worried. What you're listening to is Rising Higher. Rising Higher is brought to you by Fortress Church. And we are located in the northwest area of San Antonio at 7760 Prue Road. That is between Babcock and Bandera Road. If you're looking for a home church, come on by and join us. In fact, this coming Sunday, all across America is Back to Church Sunday. Back to Church Sunday is happening this coming Sunday where many, many churches across America, like Fortress Church, were preaching a message of salvation so that we can make commitments to God. A great opportunity to invite someone who needs Jesus so that they can hear the great gospel message of salvation. This coming Sunday is Back to Church Sunday. Hope you can join us at Fortress Church as we look at this theme together. Feel free to check us out on the web at fortresschurch.org. Actually, did I tell you that we meet for worship at 9:15 and 11 a.m.? Then we have a third worship service in Espanol at 10:45 in our multi-purpose center. Today, we're looking at the theme, No Longer Worried. We'll be right back. Thank you for tuning in to Rising Higher. What do you enjoy about Fortress Church?
Hi, my name is Ify. I love Fortress Church because that is where loving God and loving people is found.
Hello, my name is Troy, and we enjoy Fortress Church because we truly feel led by the Holy Spirit. Most of all, we love our mission, to love God and love people at a deeper level.
My name is Liza Contreras. I truly enjoy being a member of Fortress Church. We are able to learn the value of the gospel. The environment is inviting, and you can attend without judgment.
Are you looking for a church family? Come on by and join us. We as a family, we gather together every Sunday at 9:15 and 11 o'clock. Feel free to check us out on the web at fortresschurch.org. And you can like us on Facebook. Look for Fortress SA.
Do not listen to this message unless you are willing to assume responsibility.
Oh, yeah, right.
You will be held accountable for the information you are about to hear.
Okay, I'm listening.
Jesus Christ said that no one goes to God except through Him.
He did?
You now have a choice to make. What do you think about Jesus?
Well, He was just a good teacher. But a good teacher wouldn't say that, unless it was true.
A reminder brought to you by Fortress Church. Feel free to check us out on the web at fortresschurch.org.
You can find out anything on Facebook. This is the most codependent nation in the world. We have to like everybody. Please like me. Will you like me? Will you go to my page? Would you like me? Please like me. Would you water my crops and like me? Would you like me? If you don't like me, I will poke you. You put pictures of your perfect children on there. Nobody puts a picture of their kid failing English.
Hi, this is Shonda Pierce, and you are listening to Randy Garcia at Rising Higher.
Have you considered a bachelor's degree for your biblical studies? Located in Northwest San Antonio, Christ Mission College now offers a bachelor's degree in church ministries. Christ Mission College, formerly known as Latin American Bible Institute, is a place where you can get a spirit-filled, quality Bible education. We are located at Braun Road and FM 1560, right outside of Loop 1604 and Braun Road. Like us on Facebook, Christ Mission College. You can even apply online. Here's the website, ChristMissionCollege.org, or give us a call at 210-688-3101. Are you ready to take your ministry to another level? No longer worried. Yeah, sometimes we get caught up in worrying about this or that or the other. See, one of the things that I've learned is that worry takes God out of the picture. When you worry, you end up with little or no faith, and you forget about trusting God and God's purposes and plan for your life. It's a fact that the enemy will try to use anything to attack your life and bring you down. And one of the ways he loves to do that is he loves to play mind games with you. And worry is one of the primary mind games the devil plays with you. And I got to tell you, the devil is pretty good at this game. Here's a great quote from Dallas Willard. He says, "The ultimate freedom we have as human beings is the power to select what we allow our minds to dwell upon." I'm going to say that again. I love this quote. "The ultimate freedom we have as human beings is the power to select what we allow our minds to dwell upon." Do you allow your mind to dwell upon the stress of life? So what can we learn from Jesus' words here in Matthew chapter 6? Lesson number one is this: worry is a waste of time. Jesus says this, and I'm going to read from verse 27 here in Matthew chapter 6. "Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" It's a waste of time. That's pretty much what Jesus is saying. One man was always worrying. He was worrying about his children. He would worry about his job. He would worry about his wife and his health. One day, and his friend noted that he was no longer worried. That particular day, he seemed extremely calm and peaceful. And he asked him, "Why are you so calm? You always are so worried about everything. What happened?" Well, the former worrier replied, "I just hired a man to do the worrying for me." So the first guy says, "Well, how much are you paying him?" He said, $1,000 a week. His friend said, $1,000 a week? You can't afford $4,000 a month. How in the world are you going to be able to pay him?" And the man said, "Well, let him worry about that." Here's a life lesson. Remember this. Worry reveals that your problems are more important to you than God. Experts have concluded the following about worry. 40% of what we worry about will never happen. So why worry? 30% of what we worry about can't even be changed. So why worry? 12% of what we worry about is criticism, mostly which is untrue. So why worry? 10% of what we worry about is related to our health, which if we worry, it only worsens the problem. That leaves about 8% of what we worry about that is really a legitimate concern. And even if it is a legitimate concern, worry still doesn't help. Yeah, worry oftentimes comes when you're stressed out. So I'm going to give you some advice of what I do. Now, I want to preface this by saying this is not biblical. I wrote out the word stressed, S-T-R-E-S-S-E-D, and I said, okay, my response to that, I'm just going to turn the letters around. And if you turn the letters around from stressed, you get the word, which I believe is the answer, in my opinion, desserts. Yeah, just saying. Oh, praise God. One of the things that I love is to hear testimonies of individuals who have conquered issues in their life, and they no longer are dealing with worry and those other issues in life. Let me give you Sandra's testimony. And she says this because she went through one of the ministries that we promote here on Rising Hour, Cleansing Stream. Cleansing Stream is for anybody who is not perfect. That means that we all have issues. Yep, I have issues. You have issues. The question isn't, do you have issues? The question is, what are you doing about your issues? She says this, I won't ever forget what Cleansing Stream did for me. I wasn't sure I really wanted to go to begin with because I didn't know many people at the church, and I was really nervous about that trip. I was pretty quiet, but I realized that that's exactly where God wanted me to be. Well, the very first night of Cleansing Stream was amazing. I let go of so much in a matter of hours. All my life, I have always felt that I was unlovable. Therefore, I have never really loved myself. My parents divorced when I was 7 months old, and I felt as if it was my fault, that I was a constant reminder of my mother's pain that she had to endure. For many years, I struggled with the idea that I couldn't be loved by anyone. My self-esteem was non-existent. I believe that that led me to many problems in my life, even with the problem of dealing with thoughts of suicide. Also, other problems that I dealt with were struggling with depression and even a failed marriage. So on that very first night of Cleansing Stream, after 34 years of living, I was finally able to accept that I am lovable. That first and utmost, more importantly, God loves me, which is above all the love that I need. The love I have longed for from my mother is there because of Cleansing Stream. I understand that she shows me her love in the best way that she can. Well, that first night of Cleansing Stream, I was so relieved. But what happened shortly thereafter is I called my boyfriend and he broke up with me. I was so semi-devastated. Sandy helped me realize that my boyfriend's breaking up with me was part of God's plan to continue removing the things in my life that weren't meant to be there. I'm so blessed to have been able to attend Cleansing Stream, and my heart is cleansed, and now I am able to make new and wonderful, fantastic friends. My boyfriend and I never did get back together, but that's okay. And since Cleansing Stream, I sometimes still struggle with my depression, but now I know I stand in faith and push through the day with God's help. Thank you for God, and thank you for Cleansing Stream. What a great testimony of an individual who said, you know, I'm not perfect. I have some issues, and I'm going to deal with those issues. Now, what is your issue today? For some of us, we are consumed in worry. But today, I want to encourage you, you don't need to turn to that. So what does worry do? Once again, we learn number one from Jesus' words in Matthew 6, that worry is a waste of time. Number two, worry depletes your faith. That there, I want to read from verse 30, we're in Matthew 6. Here's what Jesus says here. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So here, the word worry, if we go back to the original Greek in Matthew 6, is the Greek word marineo, which means to be anxious. See, anxiety is a sister to worry. And we've got to be real careful because anxiety can even affect us in physical manners. I love this quote from George Mueller. He says, the beginning of anxiety is the end of faith, and the beginning of true faith is the end of anxiety. Something that we need to remember. Worry depletes your faith. But here's the good news. The more you put your faith in God, the less you will deal with worry. Today, I want to encourage you. No longer worried should be your mantra. Yeah, that was the way I used to live because I was concerned about everything. But now that I put everything in God's hands, He has taken care of it all. Thank you for tuning in to Rising Higher. Time has gone by, and today I just want to take a minute to encourage you that you don't need to be worried. Trust in the Almighty God who loves you and gave Himself for you. Perhaps we can just lift up a prayer and declare that we don't have to worry any longer. Lord God Almighty, I come to You in the name of Jesus. Today is a day that I release my cares to You. I give You my worries. I give You my fears. I give You my hurts, bad habits, and hang-ups. I realize that the devil desires to play mind games with me, but I am determined to overcome anything the devil throws at me. I realize that when I worry, I am leaving You, God, out of the picture. From this day forward, I choose faith instead of worry. I refuse to allow the enemy to use worry to distract me from Your will. I lay my worries and cares at the altar. Amen. So be it. For right now, we're going to have to come to a close. Rising Higher is what you've been listening to, and Rising Higher is brought to you by Fortress Church. We are located in the northwest area of San Antonio on Prue Road. We meet for worship on Sundays at 9:15 and 11 o'clock. And if you are looking for a place to get connected in Bible studies, if you're looking for marriage groups, we have a marriage group on Tuesdays at 7 o'clock, Thursdays at 7 o'clock. We have Financial Peace University on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. Wednesdays, I'm also teaching the book of Ephesians. Men, we've got a Tuesday night class called Fight, a great curriculum by Craig Rochelle. Ladies, we have a Monday night class on the book of Daniel, and that's a great curriculum by Beth Moore. Tuesday nights, we do the Christine Kane curriculum for ladies called Propel. Wednesday nights, we have the Gideon Bible study. That's a great study from Priscilla Shire, as well as the book of James off of Right Now Media. We have something for everybody, young adults, young families. Thursday nights is intercessory prayer. Something for everybody. Check us out on the web at fortresschurch.org. We also have Cleansing Stream, which I mentioned today. Wednesdays at 7 p.m., Sundays at 9 a.m. Well, a whole lot of good things. Check us out on the web once again at fortresschurch.org. And join us tomorrow as we continue this theme, No Longer Worried.